This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1151, 8 Ways to Stay Calm in Difficult Situations, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of mindbender.co. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, thanking you for joining me today and committing to the improvement of your relationships. It's an honor to see it, and it's an honor to play a small part in it. And today, to help out, I've got an article from the Ferdman brothers over at Mindbender, who we've heard from a few times here on ORD, and even more so on Optimal Health Daily and Optimal Living Daily, two of the other shows in our network. They've got some great ideas for the relationships that we have with ourselves. So let's hear what they have to say about how we can stay calm in difficult situations and start optimizing your life. 8 Ways to Stay Calm in Difficult Situations, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of mindbender.co. Being in a difficult situation can sometimes trigger a series of reactions, such as anxiety attacks, panic, and stress. These responses contribute to a person's long-term health degradation, while also affecting the way they perform at work, how they handle themselves, and their relationships with friends and family. If you're trying to start practicing calmness amid panic, or you're midway on the path to being 100% poised and self-assured, listen on for 8 additional ways you can begin being calm. If you're wondering how known personalities became who they are today, one trait they have is that they continue to remain calm and collected even under pressure. Admittedly, these people have learned the art of not letting their minds and emotions take over when faced with dangerous situations. Number 1. Don't be too quick to react. As tempting as it sounds, immediately reacting to a particular situation can result in a much worse situation than before. The best thing to do would be to gather information regarding what's happening and evaluate. Ask yourself if this situation matters, even after a year, and if the answer is yes, then it's time to stop and step back. Pulling yourself out of the case gives you a better view and understanding compared to when you're an active part of it. Number 2. Stop thinking of worst-case scenarios. When faced with a stressful situation, people tend to overthink, and their minds can only think of a negative outcome. Rather than see the silver lining, others only see negative results. This mindset makes it difficult for the brain to calm down and think of solutions. As hard as it seems, strive to think positively of the current situation. See the good in everything, and it will inevitably alter your mood, way of thinking, and solutions. Number 3. Do not dwell on what-ifs. When you start asking questions that begin with what if, you're opening a vast channel of doubts, worries, and negative thoughts. This phrase can be the sole source of chaos among people who are currently trying to solve a difficult situation. Stop asking and start thinking about different ways you can help alleviate the severity of the problems at hand. Number 4. Focus on your health. Taking care of your well-being contributes significantly to the way you think and how your brain works. Exercise and a balanced diet regulate the hormones released from the brain, which means that your response to stress differs compared to before. The level of stress hormones dramatically decreases, which makes it easier for you to calm down and assess the problem correctly. Also, you'll be able to control your emotions more while improving memory and thinking skills. Number 5. Cut down on coffee. While coffee sounds like the perfect fix when you're stressed, it can also cause a surge of adrenaline and energy. Eventually, this phase dies down, and all you'll feel afterward is fatigue and a caffeine crash that hinders you from thinking clearly and rationally, and also thinking irrationally. Instead of drinking coffee or anything that contains caffeine, opt for water, juice, or soda instead. Number 6. Consult with a trusted colleague, friend, or family. If you find yourself stuck in a stressful situation and you've run out of ideas to address it, then don't think twice about asking for help from people you trust. A friend or family or colleague that isn't in the same situation as you can thoroughly assess what needs to happen and how you can solve the dilemma without stress and anxiety. Their opinions can give you a newer, fresher perspective alongside helpful solutions that can help you change the overall situation. Number 7. Choose to stay away, for now. When you feel overwhelmed by the amount of stress you've been feeling, then maybe it's time to step back and stay away. It doesn't have to be a grand vacation or a 3-day relaxation trip to hotels. You can clear your mind by doing something else that's not related to your current problem. Do gardening, knitting, or spend time with your family for an hour or two. Number 8. Decide on a wellness plan. Whether you enjoy taking long baths or exercising to shake off the stress, then you should focus on that. When you continuously put yourself in the same environment over and over again, you're putting your mental health at risk. Overthinking and choosing to try and solve the problem will only result in more significant dilemmas in the long run. Allow yourself to relax and have a break every day. When you get home, make sure to do that one wellness plan that helps you each time you're in a difficult situation. Conclusion. Overall, trying to master the art of being calm in stressful situations may take a longer time than expected, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. You only need determination and perseverance, as well as a mindset that values your health over any problem. Always remember to put yourself first and practice traits that can help you improve your health in the physical, emotional, and mental aspects. You just listened to the post titled 8 Ways to Stay Calm in Difficult Situations by Guy and Elon Ferdman of mindbender.co. And thanks to the Ferdman brothers once again teaming up for another dynamic article. 8 great tips here for sure. Though I would like to talk about tip number 2 for a second, which is to stop thinking of worst case scenarios. This is, of course, something that we would like to strive for. But the truth is that it isn't so easy for all of us, right? Our negativity biases can be especially strong due to any number of reasons, and we mustn't shame ourselves for not being able to just turn it on and off anytime we'd like. But what we do have more immediate control of, and what can give us the comfort of knowing we took a more logical approach, is to also consider good outcomes as well as bad ones. If you find yourself naturally coming up with like 5 bad scenarios, then allow that. But also challenge yourself to then come up with 5 good ones, even if they feel like fantasies. To ignore either the bad or the good is to be short-sighted. So even if it's not your natural response, think up a few good scenarios. And if you perpetually look at things too positively and are constantly unprepared when things don't go according to plan, it might not be such a bad idea to try the same trick in reverse. Having a share of both is reasonable, it's objective, and it can be a nice test for your imagination and natural thinking patterns. That's it for this one, though, everybody. Thank you dearly for being here once again. You know, I always appreciate you stopping in. Have a great rest of your day, and be sure to join me again tomorrow with another post for your relationships and where your optimal life awaits.